All right, there you go. Thank you. 4:05. This is ESPN 1530. My name's Mo Egger. Thanks so much for joining us. You just heard him mention Bengals and Colts on Sunday from Indianapolis. And whenever the Bengals play the Colts, we call Dan Dockich. Whenever we have local college basketball questions, we call Dan Dockich, even though he's extraordinarily busy. Last time we had him on was the Tuesday before all hell broke loose. He was calling the Horizon League Championship game. We got him on to talk about NKU, and then the next day, we stopped having sports. So he's like the last sports guest we had on before sports got canceled for 4 months. Quite an honor for you.
Oh, man, I hope it doesn't happen again. Holy cow. Man, I remember that. I do. I remember Benetti and I were calling it, and I ended up going to the ACC tournament. The next day, called one game, was getting ready to call the next day, watching Billis on TV, and it was done, man. I hope it doesn't happen because the NFL season is too much fun. We got too many sports going on, man. We can't have cancellation now, can we?
I hope not. I remember talking with you. NKU wins that night. We had Darren Horn on the next day and talking with Coach a little bit off the air and even on the air. I could hear in his voice, they were thrilled they won the conference tournament. You could hear in his voice, he didn't think they were going to ever play again. So that was telling to me. Yeah. But yes, I hope you're right.
You know, Benetti said that too. Benetti said, Dan, this is my bigger. And Jason's a White Sox announcer, and he was my partner. He turned out to be right, Momo. But we got Bengals and we got Colts, baby.
Yes. All right, so let's go there. They bring in Phillip Rivers. You know, even though Tom Brady's in Tampa, there's not a quarterback who looks weirder in their new uniform with all these dudes who changed teams this year. Nobody looks more bizarre than Phillip Rivers does in a Colts uniform, and he's not playing great. Did the Colts make a $25 million mistake?
You know, the jury is definitely out right now. The answer would be, yeah. I mean, he has not been very good. He has done what a lot of people figure Phillip Rivers does, which is make mistakes. You know, he's been accurate at times, but you bring in a guy, Mo, for $25 million, and really I don't get that because I don't know who you're bargaining against. I mean, he had a terrible year last year. He was going to go coach football, so I guess you're bidding against retirement, I suppose. But anyway, they go for $25 million, and Mo, what you're getting, you know, you're getting experience. You're getting a guy everybody says is a Hall of Fame quarterback, but, you know, that was in years past. But you're supposed to be getting this intelligence, reading the defense, experience. Well, you know what? Last time out, Colts lose to the Browns, and he gets a panicked safety by throwing the ball really to nobody on the left sideline. And experience should be you throw it into the ground, and then he throws an interception. And I'm literal when I say this, Mo. And there isn't a quarterback at any level ever that would have thrown the pass that he threw to Mo Alie-Cox, and not. I mean, nobody would. You would fall down first. You would do anything but throw it to three guys covering one guy. His arm strength isn't there, but the Colts. You know, they had a two-game road trip where they beat the Bears and lost to the Browns, so they didn't get crushed on that road trip, and now they come home for two, and, you know, you got to win these two. If you're the Colts, you just simply, do it like the Bears, win 19-11. Who cares? You just have to beat the Bengals, period, and you're going to have to do it with a run game, I believe.
Yeah, let's talk about that. This is supposed to be a strength of the team, the offensive line. Obviously, you're better equipped if you have Marlon Mack. Statistically, though, behind that line, they're averaging about 3.5 a carry. Can this team beat opponents, maybe even beyond the Bengals, who aren't great against the run at all, but can they have success on the ground because they really haven't had it across the course of the entire season so far?
You know, Mo, they had it against the Vikings, and Mike Zimmer's known as a defensive guy, and they rushed the ball, and they rushed it really well. And Rivers only threw, I don't have the number in front of me, I think it was like 22 passes. So they've done it, but for some reason, and this has been very odd, for some reason, starting with the first game when Rivers threw 46 passes, for some reason they throw the ball. I mean, they have this offensive line that everybody says is terrific. Which I guess it is, but, you know, like you said, 3.6 yards a carry, second worst in the NFL. If you got a great offensive line, it seems to me in a league that averages about 4.3, yards per carry. You should at least be average or below average. So I would imagine the game plan coming in against the Bengals, depending how the game goes, is to run Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins. That's all of our guess, if you want to know the truth, because that seems to be a blueprint for success. Phillip Rivers having to throw the ball 30 sometimes last week, and then their other loss, like I said, I think it was 46. That's a recipe for disaster. Because, hey, look, Mo, he doesn't have weapons either. I mean, Paris Campbell looked like he was going to be kind of breaking out, and he's done. Michael Pittman was a wide receiver. They drafted second round, really high on him. He's out for a while. T.Y. Hilton has dropped some balls. So it's not like, you know, and Marlon Mack, as you mentioned, is out. It's not like there's a ton of weapons here. It's not like there's speed to burn. Defensively, there's speed. Defensively, pretty damn good. But offensively, there's not a whole lot of weapons on that side of the football.
We have here, as you know, a highly thought of number one overall draft choice at quarterback who's individually, I think people are smitten with him. I know I am. He was uneven against Baltimore. He was on his back half the game. But if you watch Joe Burrow through five games, I think you have to be thrilled with what the Bengals have. He is behind a terrible offensive line. And a lot of people have here said, like, you can't let Joe Burrow become Andrew Luck. So take me back 14 months. I'll never forget. I listened to your show for the 2 or 3 days after we found out that Andrew Luck was retiring. It was a bizarre time. It was interesting just listening to Colts fans react. First of all, walk me through that time, what it was like. Second of all, what comes to mind when you hear people here say, look, you can't let Joe Burrow become Andrew Luck and miss time, miss an entire season, deal with injuries, and ultimately decide in his prime, I don't want to do this anymore?
Well, people forget about Andrew Luck when I call it quit. People can call it whatever they want. But he had played the entire game, every game the previous year. He had played the entire game. He went to the Pro Bowl. He played in the Pro Bowl. Truth of the matter is Andrew Luck did not like Mike Greenberg, actually. I think Greenberg and Golic were still doing a show. Maybe he was on Get Up. I can't remember. But he had reported, and rightfully so, that the entire Luck family was unhappy with the direction of the program, and that's under Chris Ballard. So Luck played early in his career. He didn't know how to slide. I mean, he just, for whatever the reason, and he even admitted, he goes, you know, I'm taking hits because I'm running out of the pocket, and he liked to run out of the pocket, and he had to slide. So they literally brought in Major League Baseball players to teach him how to slide, which, okay, but he quit after playing an entire season. So when I hear that, there's a little bit of misinformation, but I will say this. Burrow has been sacked already. I believe it's 22 times for 155 yards, for crying out loud. Unless people want to name Joe Burrow the off-injured Joe Burrow, they need to do something about that line. I mean, the Colts finally said, to hell with it. We're going to make a first-round pick on a center. And then, you know, they took Quentin Nelson with the 6th pick in draft a couple of years ago, which never taken offensive guard. But they said, to hell with this. We're going to do the line. But when you read up, as we obviously have in Indianapolis, about the Bengals, the first thing that hits you is, damn, this dude has been sacked 7 times, different game, 8 times. It's crazy. And the Colts' strength, I would say, is their front seven. I don't think Darius Leonard's going to play, the all-pro linebacker. He's dealing with a groin. But, I mean, Justin Houston gets after it. DeForest Buckner gets after it. D'Amico Autry gets after it. Anthony Walker gets at it. They've got speed. And for the Colts, really, unless somehow, some way, this becomes some crazy shootout, which I don't think it will, the Colts front seven is going to be the key to the Colts winning the game. Because, as you said, let's just talk what's strength against weakness. Strength of the Colts, front seven. Weakness of the Bengals, the offensive line. So, you know, pretty much in my view of this game, that's kind of where you have it. If their line holds up, Burrow's been terrific. It'd be nice if A.J. Green decided he really wanted to play in Cincinnati. That would be very helpful. that would help the cause.
That would be
nice. Hey, Mo, and for us, it'd be nice if T.Y. Hill would catch a damn ball. I mean, he dropped 2 balls on 3rd down in the opening game that were going to be 1st downs in the last drive. Game over. He dropped touchdown pass put right in his hands by Phillip Rivers. So, you know, it'd be nice if the two wide receivers played well, particularly for fantasy people or people that bet the over.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. Dan Dockage, 1070, the fan in Indy. All right, I got you here for like two more minutes. Switch gears really quick. How's this college basketball season going to happen?
Mo, I really don't know. I'll be honest. I think what you're going to see is you're going to see those MTEs, multiple team events. I would assume that Cincinnati will try to get some teams to play. I would assume Xavier. I've seen where both Cincinnati and Xavier, Travis wants to play the game. Brandon wants to play it across. I hope they do. Because
they're going to play it December 6th. Get on the call. They're going to play it at UC. It's going to happen.
I know that. You're preaching to the choir, brother. I love calling that game, but I was all gung-ho. Hey, this is going to happen. Then I talked to Seth Greenberg, and I do a podcast, and we talked to Ed Cooley, the Providence coach, and he's like, fellas, I'm just going to be honest with you. We're hoping to get 13 games in. So we're like, whoa, 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 what are you talking about? Like everybody else we've had on the show, Leonard Hamilton and Calipari, and everybody's saying, nah, we're going to get 27, 28 games in. I assume we're going to have some games, including the Champions Classic, some games at Mohican Sun, a lot of games at Orlando, Mo. But for me to sit there and say, man, the crosstown is happening, I couldn't do that. Or Kentucky's going to play Notre Dame like on a schedule. I can't tell you that. Or Xavier's going to play whoever. I can't tell you that. I don't think anybody can tell you that.
Yeah. I hate to concur. I wish I could. Yeah, no, I get it. No, it's hard. We're dealing with football games being canceled. UC's not going to play against Tulsa, so it's a different sport, different dynamic for a lot of different reasons. But I have a hard time at times even thinking ahead beyond a week, much less a month and a half.
I hate to say, I'm telling you, that's how the networks feel, too. I'm being totally honest with you. I think the Big Ten football schedule just came out in terms of what networks and what times. And when I talk to people, my friends at different networks, they're like, damn, basketball, even though it's November 25th, seems like it's a million miles away because they're trying to get week to week, literally day to day, what football games are going to be put where because, as you said, things are being canceled.
Yeah, it's always good to have you on, man. Thanks so much, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
You
bye-bye.
Got it. Dan Dockage, 1070, the fan in Indy, 17 minutes after 4 o'clock. You know how whenever the Bengals are bad, inevitably the name Mike Brown rolls off the tongue? I've got a new one for you. Next, ESPN 1530.